Proclamation number 7069 of 20th of March, 1958. Justification of the supply of knowledge on pre-developmental course. You have already traveled endless paths of hardship and torment. You had to suffer unspeakably before you again and again became rid of your outer form in order to continue the path of suffering in a new form. As a human being, you cannot measure what lies behind you and how agonizing your path of ascent has been. But now that you are allowed to enjoy a certain freedom, you should do everything in your power to also get rid of your last form and do everything in order not to sink back into that agonizing state again, in which you would then find yourselves for endless times again. Therefore, knowledge is made accessible to you about it which, because it is unprovable, requires your faith. But as a human being, you are difficult to convince of the fact that you have already lived on this earth for a long time, and because of your freedom of will you cannot be given the recollection either, because this would only horrify you beyond measure and make you unsuitable for every free decision of will. You should believe it even without proof, and then lead your way of life accordingly in order to emerge from the lost deformation and be able to enter the kingdom of the beyond as free spiritual beings. As long as people on earth still lived in accordance with divine commandments, as long as their faith in a God and Creator still encouraged them to live a life, in love, according to His will, knowledge about the soul's course of pre-development was not necessary either, for all kinds of strokes of fate were usually enough to repeatedly bring people to their senses who had gone astray and who therefore found themselves in danger for their soul. In addition, the kingdom of the beyond also accepted the still immature souls, and the purification of these souls was still possible even if the souls did not remain completely hardened and thus part of the adversary of God. But now the kingdom of the beyond will soon close its gates, the great purification of earth will take place, the judgment will come. I.e., the souls will be classified according to their spiritual maturity, which also means that completely immature spiritual substances which are still opposed to God will have to start their path of development again in hard matter and have to cover the same excruciatingly painful path through the creation of earth which they had already overcome when they were granted the grace of embodiment as a human being. What this means you humans cannot measure. And therefore you will now also receive the knowledge about it. You will be honored with the great grace, that God will inform you of His plan of salvation and that He will make you aware of the dreadful fate every soul faces which fails as a human being in earthly life. This knowledge will not only be revealed to one person but again and again people will inform you of it because God wants to warn everyone in order to save them from this fate of new banishment. And if only people would make an effort to live a life of love, if only they would give in to the urging of the Spirit within them, which only ever impels them to be lovingly active, then they would also soon attain realization, and a hitherto unknown knowledge would be accepted and represented as credible. But it is love which all people lack and which puts them in danger of becoming complete failures for whom earthly life brought no progress whatsoever, rather, they succumb to greed for matter, which therefore will also envelop the soul again when the end of this earth has come. People would not need to know anything about the soul's course of preliminary development if only they were aware of their task, that they have to redeem themselves through service with love. But they don't believe in it because they regard earthly life as an end in itself but not as a means to an end. They don't believe because they have no love. and therefore the intellect shall be stimulated to occupy itself with knowledge which, admittedly, is only of value when it causes the human being to seriously think about it and to change. To some, such knowledge can bring blessings, even if it is not provable. It can kindle a light in them about the purpose of earthly life, and if they now ensure that this little light is no longer extinguished by supplying it with nourishment, which can only happen through loving activity, then it will always become brighter in them, and they will also live in accordance with their present realization and then be saved for all eternity. But the light will only be kindled through unselfish activity of love, which, however, is possible for every human being. But anyone who is completely without love will remain blind in spirit. He will become increasingly more hardened, and the end will be his soul's complete dissolution into countless little particles which will start their course of development again in the new creations of earth. Amen.